and this past year has been disastrous for many investors. Despite the recent run-up in stock prices, the major averages are all down more than 30% from this time last year. Many people have just stopped looking at their investment portfolios. We asked Knight Kiplinger into our studios to help us figure out whether the time has come to finally survey the damage. He's editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine.
Ari, good to be with you.
Why pull our heads out of the sand now? Why not just wait until the stock market and the economy have recovered a little bit and we can at least see that we've recouped some of our investments?
The reason not to wait is nobody can tell you when a market bottom has been reached. Nobody can tell you when another long, gradual bull market will begin. And nobody can tell you when the economy will have turned the corner. So the smart strategy is to continue investing through markets good, bad, and in between.
If people have been just squeezing their eyes shut tight for the last 6 months, and they're now opening their 401k or 403b retirement statement for the first time, what should they be looking for?
You should look at what you own now. Is it the right mix of assets over the next few years? And don't dwell on the mistakes of the past. Maybe you owned too many financial stocks. Maybe you had too high an allocation to stocks altogether. You didn't own enough bonds. You didn't have enough money in cash. And the older you are, the more money you should have had in bonds and cash all along. But now is a time to look at what is left and look at what has the greatest opportunity of gains going forward. It might actually be what you already own. It might be that you own a bad mix of assets now, and you need to sit down with a financial counselor and talk about what's the right mix of assets for your age, your tolerance for risk, and your wealth.
But boy, so many people have been so burned by the stock market, it must be really hard for many of them to imagine jumping back in and putting what little money they have left back in the market that burned them in the first place.
I completely understand that. I talk to people who say, I'm never going to own stocks again. But here's the problem. What are they going to own instead? What has a better potential over the next 10, 15, 20 years than good quality equities? It's not cash paying barely 1%. Bonds are risky too, because when interest rates eventually rise, which they're going to, that's going to depress the value of bonds that you buy now, that you own now. So every asset has risk. Stocks are much more risky in the short run than other asset classes. Over much longer holds, that risk comes down quite a bit. You have to sometimes force yourself to do what temperamentally feels very peculiar, makes you very queasy, and that means buying the shunned asset class, which has good long-term growth potential.
Do you think that in the 10 years or so leading up to this crisis, people came to see stocks as more of a reliable investment than in fact they were, that they forgot that there's real risk there?
That is true. I think they were seduced by a lot of the talk on 24/7 financial TV shows, a lot of the manic hyping of stocks. You know, if you have a likely need for money in the next 3 years, none of that should ever be in stocks. So parents with a ninth grader or a 10th grader and a college savings kitty, that money should be very liquid. It should never have been in stocks in the first place. Stocks are risky in the short run, but generally lower risk, higher return over long holds, say 20 years or so.
Economic forecasters have said we may see a recovery in the next year or two, but what if we don't see a recovery for 10 years? Does that change the kind of advice that you're giving?
Well, economies always recover. Even without the massive stimulus from Washington, recessions run their course. Eventually, the price of materials and labor gets cheap enough to stimulate production. Companies rehire again. They ramp up production. Consumers become emboldened by an improved economy and spend a bit more. So I don't think there's any possibility that 2 or 3 years from now, we're still going to be in a contracting economy or a stagnant economy. And remember, stock markets typically anticipate an economic recovery by 6 to 8 months. Remember, though, I'm not talking about market timing here. I'm talking about regular periodic investing in good markets and bad, because nobody can tell you when a bottom has been reached and when the bull market is about to begin.
Knight Kiplinger is editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ari.